With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States has begun evacuating non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti.
As gang attacks worsen in Haiti, including around the embassy in the capital, Port-au-Prince, the U.S. military has flown in forces to beef up security. According to U.S. Southern Command, aircraft flew directly into the embassy compound to airlift personnel into and out of the embassy. The military statement also said that the U.S. remains focused on aiding Haitian police and arranging some kind of U.N.-authorized security deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite documentation showing Hamas stealing humanitarian aid, the Biden administration is conducting more airdrops into northern Gaza. Pentagon officials say over 41,000 meals and 23,000 bottles of water were dropped. Video on social media has shown Palestinians throwing away the packages delivered by the United States. Also at SRNnews.com, Italian lawmakers approved the country's participation in an EU naval mission to protect cargo ships in the Red Sea from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani told lawmakers that the mission, launched last month, is strictly defensive. However, he noted that Italian ships would have the power to defend themselves. The Iranian-backed Houthis have waged a campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in protest of Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas, launched in retaliation for Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7th.
It's Jeremy House. FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh hunting down firefighters who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James during a department promotion ceremony. FDNY retiree told the New York Post that James' presence at the event was part of a political stunt that backfired. He said the commissioner is sending her, quote, fascist pit bulls after guys for exercising their First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger, and the average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores this month. The medication is being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. A one-month supply costs about $20. Last summer, the FDA said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription, despite some concerns by FDA scientists about the company's results. The drug will be available online. This is SRN News. Trillions of gallons are lost from aging drinking water systems across the U.S.
It's the result of decades of deferred maintenance and disinvestment. Some communities struggle to provide safe and reliable service, especially in older industrial and rural areas that have seen significant population and industrial decline that leave behind poorer residents, vacant neighborhoods, and too large water systems. Some systems lose more than half of their treated drinking water before it reaches users. Yet experts say such communities often are at a disadvantage when seeking funding, resulting in a downward spiral. John Scott reporting.
Officials say no recoverable oil remains in the water after a sheen was reported off the Southern California coast, but the cause remains unclear. Authorities detected the 2.5-mile-long sheen Friday morning. They recovered about 85% of it. More details at SRNnews.com.